From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Support for a Syrian ceasefire builds. The Syrian government Tuesday announced its acceptance of the proposed U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities that's to begin Saturday, while cautioning that continued outside assistance to rebels could scuttle the truce. The main Saudi-backed opposition group late Monday agreed to the truce conditionally. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told lawmakers the ceasefire must work.
The only way forward that preserves a unified Syria is the path envisioned by the Syria Support Group, ratified by the U.N. Security Council, and endorsed by the responsible opposition. And that requires a de-escalation of the conflict, a transition to a new system of governance, a new constitution, an election, and hopefully a Syria that could be committed to peace and stability with its neighbors and within itself.
He acknowledged the skepticism voiced by some lawmakers about Russia's commitment and that of Damascus to the ceasefire and hope for political transition.
Assad himself is going to have to make some real decisions about the formation of a transitional governance process that's real. If there isn't, as you've read in the newspapers and are probably hearing, there are certainly Plan B options being considered.
Details of such a Plan B are sketchy, but could involve more direct U.S. and allied military involvement. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited a refugee camp in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, pointing out the growing number of displaced people in the world. The U.N. chief is to meet President Joseph Kabila Wednesday on Tuesday in Bujumbura. Mr. Ban said President Pierre Nkurunziza agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. This is VOA News.